Blog Talk Radio.
Insight Worldwide, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, great, great advocate. And I got the idea for this show tonight from the emails that I've been getting from the Republican and the Democratic Party. That's if they're legitimate. I mean, you never know. You know, there's a lot of scams going on. But asking me to donate money. Now, I'm a disabled person. I'm on disability. I don't really have that much money. But I'm one person. How many disabled people and elderly, put the elderly in there, have they targeted with this campaign, you know? A senator, I'm told, makes over $100,000 a year, almost $200,000 a year, I believe. And they have the nerve to ask us for money. Those of us who are disabled, who struggle every month, who have no rights in many, many regards, who are not equal, who have to fight for every little thing and hope that we get it, who have to deal with an American Disability Act that is horrible, no enforcement. I mean, if you listen to this show, you've heard a lot of the things that we have to deal with. And now here come these wealthy people asking us for money because they want to be president. This whole thing is backwards and ridiculous. It should be the other way around. They should be helping us, asking us if we need financial assistance. You know what these candidates, and including President Trump, you know what they should be doing? They should be contacting these agencies and say, look, we give you money all year long. It's been brought to our attention. Disabled people in this country are not getting the help that they need. Now, that means that you're not doing your job right. We want you to reach out to these people, and we'll put in our share. Reach out to these people who are disabled and find out what's going on, what they need, you know, and start fundraising. Get the disabled person to help you fundraise. You know, they want to generate money. Do it. Do it that way before you ask people who don't have it. They should not ask people for money who don't have it. That should be the rule. You know, they assume that everybody has or is able to donate to them. Where are the agencies? Why aren't the politicians instructing these agencies? They give them the money. They're going to listen to them. They have to. Otherwise, they won't get their money. So the politicians who are campaigning should demonstrate now how they're going to help people. If I become president, that doesn't mean a damn thing. The guy's campaign, take Biden for instance, campaigning for president. If he doesn't win, he goes back to his job making all that money. And he's gotten a lot of publicity out of it, notoriety and all that. And probably a big treasure chest with money in it. I don't know what he can do with that money. I don't know what the law is, but it's the money will be there if he's smart and he doesn't use it all up. So, and we'll be stuck with the same stupid ass system, you know, that treats us horrible, you know, that takes advantage of us, that doesn't care about us. You know, I mean, the governor of New York proved that recently. He wouldn't get the people out of the nursing homes, left them in there and bought people in there who were ill and all that stuff, and allowed many of the staff members to bring the virus in when he should have stopped that. I mean, if this is supposed to be an emergency, how come they aren't taking emergency measures? To me, it seems backwards. You know? So, there you have a horrible situation. People running for office, asking people for money, asking the people who need help to put up money to get them in office. Now, does that, what kind of sense does that make? You know, you're going to go, you're going to become president and you're asking me for money? It's got to be the other way around. You should be helping us. We haven't gotten a stimulus check in months, you know. You blame them all for that. They're all to blame for that. Because they're too damn busy fighting with each other and disagreeing. You know, you give the money out, and then later you sit down and talk and figure it out. But you don't keep people waiting and in a bad position. Now, they said on the news tonight that the no dispossess order is going to expire. And, you know, a lot of people could wind up homeless with that. I mean, that's a big problem that the government has to address. Don't forget, the government can make all the money it wants. I heard an economist talking about that one time on the news. They can print all the money they want. So there's no shortage of money in this country. And when we come back, I want to talk about these politicians who maybe shouldn't be running for office. All right, in a sight around the world, Big East, the Akita Rescue, Little Bear, the great, great Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Toms River, New Jersey. Thank you for all your help with my guide dog. Really appreciate that. All right. And I want to thank, by the way, the Big East number 609-388-7004. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for his $100 donation. We received it today. And he's helping us keep this program going and to keep the phone open. We greatly appreciate that. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, at 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good advice on real estate, call Mr. Kennedy. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, watch over them, take care of them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight saying, reminding you. And that's another area that the politicians don't pay enough attention to. All right, let's see. Some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and TruroLawCenter.com. Some of the people that have stood by us, helped us in the past, we greatly appreciate it. Around the world, inner sight, nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and medical. You give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. All right, 484-3085. And if you want to help Suzanne, who you hear on this show, get to Dr. Calipe for a stem cell procedure. You know, Suzanne has exhausted herself with doctors for over 20 years, 30 years. They haven't helped her. Believed that this stem cell could really make a big difference. But of course, the government doesn't pay for it. So we're going to raise the $10,000, and we are asking for $15,000 because, you know, there's always expenses that you incur when these things happen. So the GoFundMe is not up yet, but it will be shortly. If you want to make a donation for Suzanne's health, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Leave your name and number, and we'll call you back and tell you where to make out the check, where to send it. All right, we appreciate that very much. All right, Inner Sight around the world, 97,000 plus have heard us. So we are talking tonight, appropriately enough, about the election, well, not the election per se, but the candidates asking people for money who are disabled. I mean, you know, they obviously don't get the message, or they don't want to get it.
They don't
like it. What?
Not only politicians, I'm going to go a step further. Crooked people.
Well, crooked people, yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
I just got scammed.
What? Well, I don't know.
We don't know
well,
yet.
What
you know
do
why?
What are you referring to?
Oh, well, hubby wanted to help me with getting a dog for me, right? Well, it was, you know, that plus help with, you know, as much as he could towards the stem cell, those two things, to help me with, like, an emotional support dog. We were going to get a rescue, but the rescue would have cost around the same thing. You know, a lot of rescues lately are costing money for, you know, the exams and all the stuff. So we decided as a couple to just go with the breeder off the AKC website. Well, I found out on the AKC website, hidden nicely because I couldn't see it. You know, I finally found it by digging a little bit deeper, and I wrote an email because they had an email that you had to write that if you got a scam. That they had a lot of a high rash of scams off the website. So I'm writing the details and sending all the receipts and all of that. Yeah. We're going to see if this guy sends back the money tomorrow, then I won't send the email fully. if he doesn't.
Yeah, you don't know. He's supposed to refund your money, is what you're saying.
I'm hoping.
Well, give him a check. What'd you give him? You gave him a check?
No. It's like an online check. Let's put it that way. That's the way this thing works. But the problem is once it goes through, it goes through. That's the problem. I went to call the bank to get it, you know, refunded. The problem with these online checks, it's called
That's why I don't like online stuff.
What? Yeah, no. Problem is with the online checking.
It's a good example.
You know, yeah. Can't get it. Well, with this thing, it's like an online check. It's not really a check.
Well,
it's like a
you wait
online.
And see if you get the. How are they supposed to send you the money back? Same way.
Mhm.
Online,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So how long
he
could that
to
take?
He has to do it tomorrow because he made a payment. He said today, so he has to wait till tomorrow. So we're giving him the benefit of the doubt. Then if he doesn't tomorrow, I'm calling the police. Simple.
Well, you say this guy was on the website of the American Kennel Club, right?
Right, on the marketplace. Now, on the marketplace, it actually says that, no, you know, you can't, they're not, anything on that site is not affiliated with AKC, but.
Your phone is, get closer.
Oh,
fix the phone.
With the marketplace. Can, like you, if you, you know, buy anything off the marketplace, grooming, whatever you buy off the marketplace is not affiliated with the AKC. But now, here's the funny part.
Now you're telling me something different.
Yeah, wait. But they register with the AKC to list on that marketplace.
We would have to call them and find out if they know this
right. These
people, if they're reputable and if they've had other complaints, you know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. And they have AKC supposed numbers for these dogs.
Well, that you could, if you call them, they'll tell you. I've had dealings with the American Kennel Club. They're good people.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Well, let's see if you get your money first.
Yeah.
Give the guy a chance to, you know, see if he sends the money back. Then you don't have to do anything.
Yep. Then my husband has a sour taste in his mouth. Now you don't want to get a dog. So that's that.
Well, I don't know
why,
you know, I mean, you do what you want, but I don't know why, if you wanted a dog, why don't you call me? I know something about dogs.
True. Yeah, I know. It was more like a surprise thing for me. He started.
Yeah, I know, but you got to be careful. People.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't like when people use
animals
to make money like that anyway.
I know. Well, I don't either. It was a surprise. He did it on his own.
Something not right about it.
Oh,
he did it. Oh.
Right,
you didn't know about it until it was all over.
Yes. It was a surprise. Plus, then to boot, they wanted. Now, this is when everything got suspicious. They wanted $1,490. Listen to this one for crates, special crates to transport.
That doesn't sound right to me. Special crates.
That was like, for transport.
All right. Inner Sight, talking tonight about these politicians who have the nerve to ask people for money who don't have it, and when they should be stepping up and helping us, you know, to stay afloat and to have the funds, especially now with all this stuff going on and people struggling to stay in business and all that. You know, that's the subject tonight about the, I've been getting a lot of emails asking me to make a donation to these politicians, to their fund, you know, which to me is absolutely unheard of. I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, 213-816-1650. You want to talk about the politicians? I don't think a lot of them should even be running for president. You know, they're up there in age. You know, it's a stressful job. It's hard to, you know, it's not easy. You gotta travel. You gotta be able to get on a plane at a moment's notice.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know that these people are in that kind of shape.
That's
to
true.
Handle that job.
Bernie is not as old, just as old as Biden in a sense. So I don't know how, if they're going to do that, that's not going to be a good choice either. I don't know.
I think, you know, it would be nice, and it's so hard to find it, if they could find a younger guy or woman who understands what people go through and who is willing to sit down and listen to new ideas and try them as a pilot program. The government likes pilot programs. That's what we need in this country. Let's try this new way. You know,
not only pilot programs, you have to also, I don't know, this may sound crazy, but I had an idea, and I don't know if anybody would like this, but wouldn't you like to see something where people could send in ideas, okay, and then the United States votes on it, you know? See if people
would like
it.
Too many ideas, no good.
No. You get, like, say, a state send in the idea, okay? And then the United States votes on that idea. I know it sounds, that's Congress, but no, I'm talking about, like, a populist vote, you know? There should be more populist votes, you know, than Congress-only votes. There should be more things that would, you know, change the system. People don't have that now. And maybe there can be changes to our entire system, the way things work. And how
the president has to be multifaceted. I mean, they have to protect the country. They have to
more multifaceted, I think.
Take care of people and make sure the jobs. You got to open up jobs. You know,
right?
Millions of people
I think
are out of work.
Right. I think also needs a better, not a better team, but a more diverse and more departmented.
Well, they're already demented.
So that's true. No, more.
You don't need any more of that.
A bigger cabinet, in a sense. But more departments. It sounds crazy, but I think you need a more functional cabinet.
Need to take the burden off of this government, off of the tax people. That you got all these agencies in this country that are not doing a damn thing to help us. That's what we got to concentrate on. Get these agencies to start helping us. You know, and become partners with them. It should be a partnership.
Yeah.
It really should. That's the thing. And then let the government pick up the slack. And always be there for a backup, of course.
Yeah.
That's how that's the idea that I want to see.
Yeah.
You know. That way when you're partners, you know, you're not controlled by the government. Because the money's in your pocket now to live your life.
Yeah.
There's the big difference right there.
You know, I don't know. And also, the disabled ought to be able to work in all different ways. I mean, there's got to be a way.
You got to have accessibility.
Right.
If you had
even
everything
to
accessible,
a can continue.
More people could
right.
get work.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. You got to have an enforcement and an accessibility. Until you get that, a lot of people are not going to be able to work.
Mm.
All right, let's see if we got a working phone call.
Oh, yes, we do.
Inside, who we got online? Anybody
Maureen.
We know? Huh?
Maureen. Maureen.
All right, anybody else?
Maureen.
Just Maureen.
That's it. Just
all
Maureen.
Right. All right, so
would
let's
like
take, let's get Maureen on the air. Inner Sight Live
okay.
from Queens.
All right. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. I don't even know where to start. I don't. I'm just so upset with everything, you know, trying to get my mom out and,
yeah, I know.
And find a spot, and I just don't know. I'm just so tired of it all, and you can't listen to anything on the
can't
radio
be
now. The rest of...
not getting a doggy. No.
Yeah, I know. No. And, no, I listen to the Met game some nights to take my mind off everything. Not that it's fully taken off, but it's a little diversion. Now a Met player
yeah,
and a Met staff member have come down with the virus, so that's off now.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know, just one thing after the other with the virus and which conventions, I'm glad when they're over too.
Yeah.
They've said nothing constructive. I don't listen to them, but I hear clips and nothing constructive has come out. We've just.
Hey, we should
them,
have an inner sight convention.
Yeah, we
yeah.
should.
When this thing is all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Harris said last night they're going to get rid of it, her and him, so I don't know how they're doing it. It wasn't said how, but they're going to get rid of it. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to get rid of it, you know? It's easy to say, but what we didn't hear how they're going to get. We don't hear anything that how they're going to do anything, you know?
No.
Yeah. And they said on the radio that they've not mentioned all the... you know, stuff that's going on in Portland and all the demonstrations and all the looting and all the shootings. They haven't yeah. mentioned that once, they said. You know?
No.
So, I don't know. I just can't take any more of it. And, you know, we got the...
You know what? One
we
thing
got
I know.
COVID... I'm sorry, Susan?
You know one thing mm-hmm. I know? I learned about mm-hmm. something about myself the other night. And mm-hmm. I said to myself... I gotta really try my hardest to start thinking, because it was really bothering me. A lot of things were really bothering me. I was up the whole night by thinking about all the things that were negative. And then I said to myself, I'm here thinking about all the stuff that are negative, and that's what's keeping me up. It really was. I really was up
yeah.
the whole entire night, and I had a blasting headache. I couldn't sleep. And then I realized why I was off, and I just really couldn't sleep. And I had a splitting headache. So I just was like, I got to stop this. I really got to stop it because I was getting sick. So
yeah,
said,
you
got to
think
I
more positive. Stop. You got
yeah,
some
I got,
friends. You got
if I don't,
the
yeah.
doctor.
I get very sick.
And working
yeah.
on that, you know, dwell on that yeah. stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I was trying. So I said, I gotta start thinking of happy thoughts, and not happy thoughts, but what
all
things
right.
could be in the future and now, right now. What's happening right at this very moment. I'm alive, okay? I know that I'm going to do everything in my power to, you know, help myself, my husband, and get a chance to see my own mom. And I thought I was going to get a doggy, but it didn't happen. Maybe there's a reason, okay, why I'm not getting a dog right. And maybe I'm going to get, you know, something I need to do, like get this procedure done, and I have to concentrate on that. See, everything that we do at any given time for a reason, I believe that. I really do believe that. okay? Maybe it wasn't meant to be at this very moment. Things happen for a reason. It's a costly reason at this point. Hopefully we do get that.
All right, let our guest talk. The guest.
No, I'm just letting him know one thing. Please, Maureen. Please,
yeah, I don't know. I can't think anymore.
Maureen,
my brain
you sound
is just
far away. Are you on the
anymore, really.
Are you on the speakerphone?
No, I took it off.
You can't
take
it off
the speaker.
What happened?
No, I took it off. Let me see.
Oh,
hold
you
on.
Took it off. Okay.
Is that?
All right, so just try to get a little closer to the phone. You sound far away.
Yeah, no, when I got on, it was off already. I had taken it off before you called me to go on even. Is that any better?
All right. Yeah, it's a little clearer.
That's better?
Okay. Yeah, make sure the phone is close to you.
So, Maureen, my suggestion to you, I love you, honey.
Sandy,
I really do.
You too.
I love you, honey. I really do love you. Okay? You need anything.
I love you and Frank too. Thank you.
I really love you.
Same back here. I love you and Frank.
Somebody's got to take your picture. I want to see your haircut.
You want to see what?
Your haircut.
You
want to
see what too?
Oh.
I know.
Somebody's
I forget. I wish my phone would work
phone.
Too.
I
want
to see your haircut. All right.
Yeah. I just hope, you know, we all stay well and this thing ends soon and we can, you know, get our loved ones. I'm going to see my mom next week and hopefully, Suzanne, you'll get to see your mom soon. I'm seeing her twice next week, actually.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I called today, and, of course, nobody was answering, so I left a message, and then the social worker girl called back and said, would I like to see her on Monday? I said, yeah, and then she said, how about Wednesday, too? I said, 2 days? So she said, yeah, so that'll be good.
Okay. So
it's just bittersweet, though, because when I have to leave, it's just so sad, you know? It really is, like
don't
last weekend.
Be happy and sorrow.
Hmm?
Be happy.
Say it again, Susan.
Be happy you saw her.
I know. I just want to be with
you
her,
know,
so that's all, you know?
I know.
Just with her so
be
much, you know, and then to go to...
Rejoice that you saw her. You know, rejoice that you saw her. Be happy that you saw her in those moments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maureen, are you going to...
Yes, sir.
You're thinking about trying to bring her over there? Where you live?
Well, I mean, I can't get anything, which is, you know, not going too good that way, maybe, you know, we could work something out here. You know, it's small. The bathroom is small. I could maybe turn that part into a room. I could do maybe a cot or something there for me, you know, and, you know, maybe we'd see this if nothing else works out, you know. That's what I get up in the morning. I'm thinking all these things, you know?
Yeah, call that place. I think it's called Lyft. Mm-hmm. I'll try to look it up tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And they have apparatus and, you know, things that you can maybe work out in the bathroom. I don't, you know, you'd have to let them look at it, you know?
Yeah, I'm in my office now, as a matter of fact, and I'm looking, like, between the toilet and the wall in front, there's maybe, like, 2 feet, maybe not even, I don't know, you know, kind of small. Like I say, the place I lived in before would have been fine. I had a walk-in shower, it was much bigger, but, you know, so I don't know. I don't know if they give the okay for this, you know, it is kind of small. And
well,
I
they don't give the okay, let them do better.
Yeah.
That's my attitude.
And then Alice said it takes a long time to get the vouchers and stuff, so, you know, and they don't usually like to give them because, you know, the landlords don't usually like them, so, I don't know. The one agency I was with, the guy said, oh, the landlords like them because they know they're guaranteed the money. So I don't know. I hear one thing, then I hear the other. Then so my head's like back and forth, like a ping pong, you know, ping pong ball. So
I would think about it. You know, I mean, at least you'd be together, you know, and if you could work out the bathroom part.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Maybe
sounds like that's
away,
the big
know.
Obstacle.
Yeah. Well.
Well, it shows you though. It shows you that every place should be accessible. See, there it is. Every damn place should be accessible.
It should. It should.
Because
I never, when I went to get, I lost a big, huge grant. Like, it was for $178,000 first time buyer grant from Section 8. It was a voucher. Okay? Still could get it, probably, but I'd have to go back on that waiting list. It took forever to be on. Okay, it was at a North Hempstead, I think. But I could switch that, I think, to this town. I'd have to go back on that list.
Your phone is all muffled up. Can't understand half the stuff
you're saying. Again? You know what it is? I think it's the speaker on my phone.
That's very
you
gotta
keep the phone in one place.
No, it's my speaker on my phone. I think it's going. I don't know. I don't know why, but it is. Anyway, the other phone it happened to also. I don't know. It just goes. Anyway, so basically, I got this grant, and by the time I went to go and use it, because I went to look, for, I couldn't find an accessible place. I lost it.
Well, that's
so
what I just said. Every place should be accessible. See, that's what the system does to us. It punishes us because it didn't make it right.
If they had a certain time frame, listen to what they do. You have a certain time frame that you have to use it by. Not only that, otherwise you have to go back on the list and read again. Number one. Number two,
I just
you
said,
have to have...
It, that they punish us because they didn't make the damn places right.
Right. Then you have to have a certain price range that you have to have the house in. So I couldn't go above $178,000 because that's what the voucher was for. If I went like a little bit over, I had to pay the difference. You know? Oh, it's so crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now all houses are above that. Long Island, so I wonder what the vouchers are for now. I bet you they're still for that $178,000, and you have to pay the rest. Where are you going to get that money? Seriously. I mean, it's all crazy, you know?
I only get 18 a month, so I don't know what, I don't know. I just don't know what. I was counting on that as a stimulus check, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not, you know? I mean, not that that's really, not going to keep me forever anyway, but it would be a help, you know. I mean, you can't live on what I live on and my mom, but, you know, nobody was meant to live on that small amount, you know. I mean, when she went to the nursing home, I lost everything, too. I lost the house we lived in, we rented, everything. Everything was gone, you know, and...
Well, listen to Biden's speech, and he's going
to
help us.
Say it again, Frank.
That's if he can get out of the basement.
That's why they want to put Bernie in there. Because Bernie kept that.
That's why they
want
to. Did Joe give his speech yet?
I think it's only coming on at 10 o'clock tonight. I don't know why everything's so late. But
Well, he wants to keep everybody up.
I'm going to tune in tonight. I want to hear this one tonight.
You listen to him, you never sleep.
Now I want to ask you guys, what happens if Biden gets in office?
Oh no, that can't happen.
You'll be
that
owned by China.
Happen.
That's what happens. China's going to own this
somebody
country
was talking
if Biden
to
gets
today
in.
Said.
I don't want to
somebody
be owned
said
by
to
China,
said,
nor do I
want
to be owned by Mexico, nor Canada. Well, maybe Canada wouldn't be a bad choice right now. It'll be easier to get into Canada then.
somebody I was talking to today said what I said. I never thought I'd be voting for Trump, but it looks that way.
Oh, my, really?
No, those other two cannot get in. Nothing. They're going to tell us what to eat even? No. You can't eat hamburger, you can't eat this, you can't, no. And then they're going to do away with this and that, and they, no, they just can't, both of them, you know. So,
anyway,
yeah, and if they
Maureen,
stop
we're going to move
and
on.
Get the stimulus, okay.
With the show, and think about the place, let me know, you know, anything. I'll try to call those Lyft people and see what they say.
Well,
I used to have that number. I got to look it up.
That ramp or something?
The what is that?
He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh.
I got to look up the... what?
Isn't that the one who helped me with the ramp for my fundraiser that I needed at that time?
Yeah, but I don't know if they have automated stuff. They only have ramps.
Yeah. They might have the automated stuff. You don't know. You know, they might have ramps, too.
What was the name of that place?
Oh, God.
Remember?
It was with was it Habitat? No.
No.
Maybe. It was something else. I can't remember the name of it. You know who knows about that? Delgado.
Yeah. I'll have to try to track that down.
Yeah.
See what they say.
Call me early tomorrow because I have two appointments that I gotta do from, well, three appointments actually, back to back, from 1 to 3 o'clock tomorrow, and one is
well,
between
I don't
my home.
See, let's see what tomorrow brings. All right, in a sight.
Oh, and Frank, you and I may have to call the nursing home again because she signed the letter last week. And the girl from finance had already gone home. Then Tuesday when I went, he told me, it'll be ready Friday or next Monday. So I'm seeing my mom Monday. So he better have it ready for to give me.
Yeah,
know?
The check, the stimulus.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she already signed it. And he went, but the girl in finance had left. But that's over a week ago now. She was there Tuesday. He went out to check. Oh, it'll be ready Friday or Monday. So I see her Monday, so he better cough up the check.
Yeah, you should have it Monday. If not,
yeah,
we'll
you
call
know,
him.
I'm going to call him tomorrow and say I'm coming 2 days next week, so it better be ready Monday or Wednesday. You know?
Yeah.
That would be
all
that,
right, in
know?
A sight. Around the world.
Okay, thanks, guys. Love you. Love
all
you
right,
guys.
Take
care.
Love you.
Thanks.
Love you,
okay.
Too. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. Right,
213-816-1650. Talking tonight about the candidates asking people for money who don't have it. People who are struggling, who need funding. You know, I mean, that is really outrageous that these politicians ask people. The very people who are trying to get them to change the system.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just shows you that they don't want to hear us. They don't care about us. You know.
Yeah.
What is it like? It's like it's like a child who doesn't listen to the parent. And they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And to annoy the parent, you know, that's what it's like. So these politicians better wake up, otherwise they're not gonna be very happy. I'll tell you that. Because the bottom line is, you know, God doesn't like when people abuse the disabled. I'll tell you something. It always comes back on you. I've seen it happen. All right, in a sight, tomorrow night, the funnies over here. We got, we're going to have fun with Ralph Crandon for president. Ralphie boy there, there. You're going to be the biggest thing in the White House. Gosh, shut up. Tomorrow night, Ralph Crandon for president. That should be very interesting. All right. What else we got? We may have the Bernie, the Sanders, Biden fight. Let's see who they nominate. You know, if we get a nomination tonight, I don't know. Bernie Sanders, the Biden Sanders fight. Two of them, right? Gee, I wonder if Sanders gets along with Harris. Holy smokes. A lot of mix-ups going on here. Imagine if Bernie winds up with Biden. That'd be funny. Oh, you never know.
Hello? Hello?
Inner Sight.
I'm here.
Around the world with the mix-up. And 10 o'clock, is that the official word or what?
Yeah. My husband was asking me a question. I didn't want you guys to hear it. So, sorry.
So, We still don't know who they nominated.
No, we don't. Isn't that interesting?
No.
That'd be interesting to find out if they nominated.
Doesn't matter that much. You know, they're really all the same.
I don't care for any of them, honestly.
Get down to it. All right. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Don't forget, 8 to 9, the follies. And we'll have a lot of fun with that, and we'll have to see what happens with the... I think tonight's the last night of the convention. Thank God.
No,
I'm
tired
of
all these people, honestly.
Get them out.
I'm a hater, right? I'm not even... I used to be happy to do my patriotic duty and vote. I'm not this year. I really am not. Really?
Well, I don't know if that is. You know, I still believe that this country, this is the greatest country. You know, it's
not, I believe in that.
It's
yeah.
not the country. It's
I
the
do.
People
but
that
I
are ruining it.
No, I want to say something about that now. Okay, now I hope to God that what is going on in this country with COVID. And the way the government is being run, okay, right this moment, we do not break up. That's all I pray.
Well,
over COVID.
Look, nobody knows what's going to happen. You never know.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
day to the next.
Now, imagine that happening. Imagine that craziness happening. I would be very, very saddened to see the craziness happening because of that.
I don't believe everything that you hear on the news and that this government says.
Neither do I.
That's my enlightenment.
I think there's a lot of lies going on.
I don't believe it all. You know, because they keep changing it.
Yes, they do.
One doctor said the other day that, COVID will never go away. Now, tonight on the news, another guy said that... The virus is going away now.
It's starting.
I can't
to
believe
slow down.
These people.
No, they said it's starting to slow down. Oh, I think you know when it's going to slow down. November 3rd. Oh, sorry,
I don't know
that.
Viruses will always be here. You know,
I
that's why it's so important to have that immune system. You're never going to get rid of viruses. Yeah. They'll always be here in this world.
I told everybody from day one, and everybody said to me, you are not, how could that be? How could that be? And I said, watch it. Watch it. It's been engineered. It's too perfect of a virus. It is.
Nah,
it really is.
It's not that perfect.
Yes, it is. You know why?
COVID's I don't
believe been around
that.
For years, Frank, years. So I just had a feel. COVID is a common cold, too. COVID is the stem from the common cold. So think about that. It's been around for many years. So being said, and the flu too. Okay, so it's just the reason why it was called the novel. It's a new. They couldn't be more, more creative. A new, a new COVID virus.
They say that they claim that over 20 million people have gotten the virus in the world. That's what they claim, right? If they would have listened to these holistic doctors, I bet you none of those people would have got the virus.
Now, could I say something? I have to take the COVID test because I gotta go. I gotta go for this test. Not test, that stupid implant, right? Because they're gonna put me in a COVID-free section of this particular whatever. Right now, I'm gonna laugh if they say I have COVID. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna say you better take that test over again. Really, you better take that test over again.
That's where are you going? Where are you going to a hospital?
Insert that 5-minute procedure. Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
That's what the insurance will pay
I'd
for.
I'd stay away from
those
places.
Well, I'm going to be wearing a mask and everything under the sun.
Damn
hot. Maybe I'll be wearing a spacesuit. I know. You think I want to go to the hospital? No. Oh. I'll be wearing...
All right. In a sight. again, I want to thank Mr. Kennedy. Received his $100 donation today. It'd be nice if we could get somebody out there to match it.
That'd be nice.
For Inner Sight, the show going, and keep the phone open and all that stuff, You see, we don't have the budget that these agencies have. The agencies. We have to raise the funding a little bit at a time. And people who believe in what we're doing sometimes help us. So if we had the money that these agencies have, it'd be a whole different ballgame.
Yes, it
would. We would be able to do things that we talk about here on Inner Sight. So that's one of our goals, to achieve that kind of financial independence so that we can help the people. Just off the top of my head, I could think of a half a dozen people who need help right now if we had the funding. So, yeah. Remember, folks, world, the money is there for the help, but it's not being used in the right way. The money's always been there. You take a look that's what the politicians should be doing. They should be going to as I mentioned at the outset, they should be going to these agencies, telling them, look, people are not getting help, and we're giving you all this money. And we want you to reach out to the disabled community and start helping people, listen to what they have to say, and partner up with them. And let's get it where people can go out and get a job and pay taxes. That's what's needed. It's one of the biggest things. When they talk about jobs, people losing their jobs, a person loses their job because of the fear of this virus and people not wanting to go out and all that. We lost our jobs a long time ago.
Yeah, we did.
Because of non-accessibility.
Yeah.
These people are not losing their jobs because of non-accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing their job because of business reasons, because the customers are not coming in. That's a whole different thing than non-accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
There's the difference.
Yeah.
We don't even have a chance at a job in most cases because it's not there so we can access it. You know? So it's a whole different ball game when a person loses their job because of an emergency measure and people don't want to come out or go into a place, then a person loses or can't get a job because they can't access what's in the establishment. Whole different thing. That's what's wrong. That's one of the things that's wrong with this system and that the agency should correct immediately. Every agency should have a fund to make things accessible. And the government should match that fund. It should be right in there. You know, you want people to work. You got to make an investment in that.
That's right.
And they're not doing it.
Right.
Now, you never heard a politician get up and talk like that, did you?
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm.
Never. I never. Politicians I've listened to. You know, never heard them talk like that. You know, I've heard people say, we have to make this country better. We have to, everybody should be equal. But not a damn word how you're going to do it. Or we're starting to do it tomorrow. You know, all they do is put out words to make people feel good, and then they walk away, and tomorrow it's the same old crap. That's all they do. That's all they do in these meetings. That's all they've been doing at the Democratic Convention. That's all they're going to do at the damn Republican Convention.
Yeah.
Unless they latch on to some of the things that Inner Sight is talking about and start doing it.
That's
yeah. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night with the funnies. Ralph Crandon for president.
No, didn't we say somebody else?
Ralph Crandon. I'm not voting for Crandon. Well, I've got to vote for him. He's going to be the biggest thing in the White House. Oh, shut up. tomorrow night, the funnies. Maybe we'll have the Sanders-Biden fight.
Yeah. That was fun.
Don't hit me too hard, Bernie. I'm under the doctor's care. Oh, shut up. We're going to have Howard Cosell resurrect. And announce it.
Yeah. And there'll be a surprise woman in the audience.
Ooh. All right.
Who that surprise woman will be?
Yeah, we'll have Harris.
That'd be good.
All right, Inner Sight. Thanks for listening. Be with you tomorrow night, 631-224-3090. Phone number. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.